got Ryan and Mitch and Bronte. We're in here to talk good news, because sometimes our news cycle can get a little bit depressing, can get a little bit dreary. So we like to come up with some nice news from the week that was to make sure we all have a smile on our face. Now, Ryan, you have spearheaded good news this week.
Yes, we've got some great stories to share. So the first one is about some inclusive shopping that's happening with a big supermarket chain in Australia.
Amazing. Tell me more.
Yeah, so obviously for children and adults with autism and their families, going shopping can be a bit difficult.
Mm.
So Coles is expanding the Quiet Hour initiative to about 76 stores in New South Wales.
Wow.
And it's basically an experience for an hour a week every Tuesday from 10:30 till 11, where they turn the volume down in the store, turn the lights down, reduce the PA announcements and all those sort of triggers.
Oh
that
my
might,
gosh.
Yeah.
See, now this sounds amazing. I do not have any needs when it comes to shopping, but this sounds delightful.
I kind of want that in my day-to-day life.
Yes,
right?
I want that at Coles all the time. Yeah. This is nice. I love that people are being more inclusive as well.
Mm-hmm. I really hope that it actually works, though.
Yes.
Like, I want it to be like a really effective quiet carriage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God, don't even.
Do they work?
Do they work? Exactly.
I don't think I've been in one that's
started on those.
I just really hope Coles will. I really hope I can have a quiet shopping experience.
I love this.
I will so enjoy that.
And because when you've got, I guess, people with special needs or people with kind of needs or overstimulation can be a real problem. And so this is a beautiful thing to just let people get their shopping done.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Let someone get their milk and cheese. Like, this is great. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We've got another one on our good news list for this morning.
Yeah, so this one's about a quite cheap and effective solution to malaria overseas. So hundreds of thousands of people are still dying from it in sort of developing countries. But there's reports that a $2 solution is helping them save lives.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So it's basically insecticide treated bed nets that are hung above where people sleep, and they kill malaria-carrying mosquitoes.
Very, very effective.
Yeah, it's good. It's simple, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm ahead of the curveball because I do this with my clothes when I know I'm going to be around mosquitoes. So I just spray them
just
with a little
them.
Bit of...
Yeah.
A little Mortine or something.
Yeah.
Results have been pretty cool. So in Zambia, there's reports that 66% of... deaths have been reduced by 66%.
That's amazing.
That's,
so that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't realize, like, I do realize, but the fact that malaria is still a thing.
I know. Mm.
You'd think it wouldn't be these days.
Yeah.
You'd think that we would have done something to get rid of that.
It's just crazy that people can be completely defeated by such a tiny insect.
Yes.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying, isn't it? But these mosquito nets are wonderful and so cheap, because I don't think Zambia is the most wealthy country in the world. It would definitely be a very effective solution if it is cost effective.
How much are they?
$2.
$2? Nice.
$2.
I'm
it's a
pick
gold
one up.
Coin.
It's a cheap, very effective way to save a life.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, one last good news story, and this one comes from the States, does it?
Yeah, in California. It's a really cool story about a nurse, and 28 years ago she delivered a premature baby, and then he turned up in the hospital again, as a 28-year-old man, and he's now her colleague.
Oh, wow.
Full circle. Yeah, that's lovely.
Wouldn't she feel old, though? If I had someone come up to me and be like, 28 years ago you saved my life, I'd be like, oh, my God.
And there's photographic evidence online as well.
Yeah. That's amazing,
shared
though.
A photo.
That's so sweet that he became a doctor?
A nurse as well.
Oh, bless him.
That's
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Bless him. I've always thought that if I wasn't a broadcaster, I'd want to be a nurse. Really bad at blood and I don't have a great bedside manner, but I feel like that would be the career path that would call me.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just think it's so cool to be a nurse.
You know what I love about that story is that you think that nurses and doctors who deliver a lot of babies, like, they're just one of the many.
Yeah.
But this nurse remembered this baby, remembered his name, and could, like, recognize him as a 28-year-old.
Yeah,
I love
true.
That.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he was a special baby.
That's astounding. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's another thing. I don't want to deal with babies. I couldn't be a nurse. I really couldn't be
a nurse.
But I like
nurse.
The idea of it. I really like the idea.
You put it on a weird pedestal.
Yes, and I want, like, 28 years down the track.
You just
want
to wear scrubs.
Like,
that's what you want.
Oh, my God. I want to live all my Grey's Anatomy fantasies so badly. I want to be like, stat, and all the other words that
start.
They use.
Code blue.
That's the most important
yeah.
one.
Yeah, push two cc's of, I don't know.
What is a cc? Someone know. Tell me what a cc is.
It's a unit of measurement, I'd assume. It's a
yeah,
chip.
I thought it was a chip.
I know it's a
yeah,
chip. That's a chip. About it. They're always like, always in Grey's Anatomy, total sidetrack here, guys. Mm-hmm. They always like push saline. And I'm like, that's salt water.
That's salt water, yeah.
And
yeah.
it saves lives every time. Mm-hmm. They're always like, push two cc's of saline. And I'm like, really? Is that really going to save
a life? But
guys,
don't try this at home.
No, yeah, don't.
Just leave it for the doctors.
We are not medical professionals. I want to be a nurse, but I have not had that degree. My sister's going to be a physiotherapist. She's studying. Ooh. Wow. And she's like, oh, I could do a course in 6 months and be when I'm done with this degree instead of doing my master's and I could be a paramedic. And I'm like, amazing. How cool.
Save lives.
Terrifying.
Totally.
But she's in the moment, at the moment, starting to work with like cadaver bodies and things.
Ooh. Like real ones?
Yes, like real ones. No, they just put some oranges together and I hope that works.
I don't know.
Yeah, real cadaver bodies. Wow. And
yeah, gross.
Yeah, she came over the other day. She's like, I've got to wash my lab coat. I was like, oh, I've got a load of whites on. Let's put it in now. And she's like, maybe we'll wash this one by itself.
Yeah, you don't want to mix that.
Why? Just like body fluid? What?
I don't know.
Yeah, just
I don't
dead
know.
People.
I just assumed that like there was just something that had touched it. And I'm like, nope.
I like that she was considerate though. She's just like, no, you don't want this one in there.
I know. It's very rare for her to be considerate.
Something horrible happened.
She's 18. It's rare. Like, we got to take it where we can get it, guys. Yeah. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.